Well, hello there, and welcome to Frida's Garden, and this is Frida. I'm out here at 9 o'clock at night on a beautiful Friday night in July. I forget what day it is. It's after, must be like the, I don't know, 9, 10, 11, 12, something like that. Anyway, the moon is full. I'll take a picture of it, but that's what drew me out in the backyard. The moon is so full tonight. It's just beautiful. I'm standing in the dark out here among my tomatoes, which I can't even see, to tell you the truth, because the brightness of my iPhone is in my face. Anyway, I have some new tomatoes since I talked to you last, and they are Sun Sugar and Black Cherry. San Marzano. I don't think I talked about this in the last video, audio. San Marzano tomatoes. I planted a bunch of those. And hopefully I'll have some good tomato sauce. Here they're really good. I've never had them. I never planted them before. My peppers are growing good. I got 6 different kinds of peppers, sweet peppers. I like sweet peppers. And I have, what is this? Bumblebee and Indigo Rose. A friend sent me some seeds for Indigo Rose, so I've got those planted. They're doing better now. It's been warm. It's been about 92 degrees, and right now it's probably about 70. It's perfect in the backyard. That moon is making me blind. Nope, not going there. Anyway, also I have some, my Big Mama lima beans are really growing good, and I'm kind of excited about that because I've been having trouble with growing the Big Mama lima beans. And I had some Florida 91, they're called heat-resistant tomatoes. I got 2 of those, and they seem to be heat-resistant, but so are all the other ones. So I guess it hasn't. Actually, my volunteer tomatoes over there that were doing so well are now just turning all bad. So I think it's, I don't know if it's blight or I water too much or not enough or what's going on. Only the tops of the plant look good. And there are some tomatoes on there, but they're really pathetic looking. And by the way, you can go to fridasgarden.com and see all my pathetic videos, my pathetic plants. But I try, and I have a good time. And, you know, I don't know if a gardener's ever totally 100% pleased. No, that can't be true, because back, I think in 2011, I had like 45 tomato plants. I don't know if maybe it was sooner, earlier than that. 45 tomato plants, and I had tomatoes. I had so many tomatoes and eggplants, and everything was growing so good. So I don't know what happened. It's when I got into making my own compost. Maybe I put too much coffee in there. I've got all these reasons that, you know, and I had problems, you know, like I went blind and like my husband passed away. So I don't know. Maybe that negativity goes through your plants. Who knows? But they're catching on now, and I'm having a good time. And so I thought I'd just catch you up on what's going on. And that's about it. I have a bunch of cactuses. I'm thinking about having a garage sale. I bought this really cool display model, 12 by 12 pop-up. So I could put it out in front, have a little garage sale out there, and not be too hot. So I'm thinking about doing that tomorrow because I got a bunch of snake plants I want to put up for sale. I've divided them, and over the years I've just have a lot of them. So I thought, why not do that? Lots of stuff to put out front. Anyway, that's an update. I'm going to take a picture of the moon now because you probably don't get the moon where you are, right? It's silly me. Anyway, you have a really nice evening and day tomorrow, or it could be just morning in your part of the world. I think England is getting up about the time I'm going to bed. So if you're over there, have a good day. Bye-bye.